I was drinking a little that night.
Right.
I was. All right, the next one from your favorite, Big Fatty. Oh! Here we go. Wait,
Big Fatty!
I love it. Here we go.
When your show is getting old, but it's still solid gold. Happy 200th.
I love that. Big Fatty wins. I'm making an executive decision. Big Fatty should win.
Oh, damn. Executives. And, okay, I'm president
of the hair club for men.
Oh! You're such a bitch. Oh, my God. You're such a bitch. I fucking hate you right now.
That's giving me the silent laughter.
Was great.
Oh, I liked it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Your favorite, Big Fatty. Oh!
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4715. BFO for Thursday the 5th of March. 2026, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, hopefully I'm going to finish telling you about the trip to Lost Wages. Big Fatty, are you taking bets on that? No. Hello, Bakers. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you bake us today because y'all, just a little side note, on this trip on the Delta Airlines, y'all, I was able to watch, it's not the current season, but the previous season of the Great British Baking Show. It used to be called the Great British Bake Off, but it's the Great British Baking Show now, and y'all, it was so good, and y'all, spoiler alert, Big Fatty liked contestant Dylan, because he was, he was delicious, is what he was, and y'all, he had the long hair, and y'all, he's only 20 years old, and he did very well on the little show. Today, the 5th of March, y'all, we have it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this is one of the old god little show hosts. Y'all, in fact, I believe he holds the record for the most different co-host in all of podcasting everywhere on the face of the earth. Y'all, in fact, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I found that clip. Y'all, it was the very first clip that I pulled from the Stinky Orangutans. Y'all, that was on January the 27th, 2009. And y'all, that was Nicole. That was Nicole as the co-host back then. Y'all, she loved Big Fatty. Y'all, but the birthday boy, y'all, he came to Pride 48 in in Lost Wages, and I don't know if he came, I don't remember if he came to Nolan's or not. He may have. I just don't remember. but he came to Lost Wages, y'all. He travels all the time. Y'all, I think the Stinky Orangutans has moved to a new publishing timeline. I think they're doing a semi-annual little shows. Y'all, I am talking about There's Only One of Them. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Big Ricky. Big Freddy, we love Big Ricky. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Big Ricky on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Now, y'all, I think I've caught you all up on everything except for the trip home. And y'all, we all got up Sunday morning and went down for the complimentary brofkus. Y'all, it was a good thing we did, because it kind of set the stage for the trip. y'all, we... you know, the NIP did not have the TSA pre-check, so he had to go through the cattle call. And Durwood had TSA pre-check. And I had a touchless pre-check, so I just went and looked at the camera, and they said, "Hey, Big Ricky," and walked on through. Y'all, went through the scanner and everything, and y'all, then I was waiting there for Durwood to come through, and y'all, he just wasn't coming, and he wasn't coming, and I texted him. I said, "Where are you?" He says, "I'm in the Centurion Lounge. Isn't that where we're supposed to be meeting?" I said, "Well, thank you for calling. The NIP couldn't get in there, complimentary," and he said, "Y'all just go and enjoy yourself in the Americans Express Centurion Lounge, and I'll just go to the gate and wait there, because I don't know how long it's going to take me to get through the TSA line." So, y'all, I headed on over to the lounge, and there was Durwood all snuggled up at the bar with a Bloody Mary in front of him. And so, y'all, I came up and sat down beside him, and I also had a Bloody Mary, spicy, because, you know, Durwood loves a spicy anything. And let's see. And so, y'all, I walked over to look at the buffet they had. Y'all, they had very nice offerings, and y'all, they even had scones. You know, I learned that on the Great British Baking Show. It's not scone, it's scun. You had to make some scones. We headed after we finished our complimentary cocktail. Y'all, the bartender was just as nice as he could be, and I mean, he spoke to everyone that came up and asked them how where they were going, and, you know, and all kinds of stuff. Y'all, you know, it's called working the refs, working the tips, and yes, Big Fatty, just the tip. And we got on the Aeroplano, you know, the aluminum tube of death, and we were off to the John F. Kennedy Aeropuerto in New York City. New York City. It's true. And y'all, it was a lovely flight. We did not get upgraded, and we just enjoyed. No, I will say this. You know, the Nip was supposed to sit between us, and he opted out of that to have a window seat in the bulkhead. And y'all, we weren't quite sure if it was going to be Hottie Mac Hot Hot sitting between us, or if it was going to, you know, like be, the old gal or someone like that. Big Fatty, what do you mean?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Yes, Big Freddy, that's a classic Sea Hag bumper. And we were pleasantly surprised when the cabin door was closed and there was nobody between us. And so the two of us shared three seats. And y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. And nobody wanted to be upgraded to a middle seat. No, Big Fatty, I don't blame them. And anyway, we arrived at JFK, and y'all walking up the what do they call it? The jetway, I think is what they call it. Y'all, it's cold. It was in the 20s, and y'all, very different than when we left Lost Wages. And y'all, y'all, that is a solid with some chicken fingers on it, and tell you more about that in a minute. But y'all, we were at the very end of the B concourse, and we had to go to the A concourse. And y'all, we walked and walked and walked and walked, and finally, I look over and I say, "Oh, here's a," and there was a sign that says a bus to Terminal A. And so, y'all, we got on the bus, and they whisked us over to Terminal A. Y'all, it was lovely. Got there and went to the Sky Club. Y'all, that was lovely as well. The Nip and Durwood, they both wanted a double glass of wine. They said, "Well, we can't do that," but they gave them two glasses of wine each. And that's important in a few minutes. And y'all, the buffet was wonderful. It was just wonderful. They had some kind of grilled chicken and all kinds of solids and soups. And y'all, they had a coconut tres leche for the dessert selections. That was one of them. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious, I tell you. And Big Fatty just had water, but Durwood went up to get another glass of wine. And the lady says, "Oh, I've been told not to serve you and your friend any additional wine." Y'all, they were cut off. They were cut off, but Durwood slipped her a Lincoln, and all of a sudden there was a glass of wine in front of him. She says, "But don't come getting any more, because no." And y'all, our flight got delayed leaving JFK, but y'all, we got into Charleston about 10:15 or so. Y'all, it was the quickest our valises had ever arrived. Durwood did get upgraded to first class on that flight, but the Nip and I sat beside each other in Comfort Plus, anyway, we claimed our valises, Durwood had parked his car there, so we didn't have to wait for an Uber. That's what the kids are calling them now, the Uber. And so, y'all, I got home and I unpacked everything. And y'all, you know, I was still on specific time. So I was kind of winding down and everything. It was probably about midnight when I got into the bed. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I was tired. And y'all, I did not wake up until 9:30 a.m. in the morning on Monday. Fatty. And on Tuesday, because we traveled on Monday, y'all had my coffee, did my puzzles, read all my papers that had been held for me, and then I started the laundry, and y'all, I decided I was gonna give myself clean sheets that night, so I stripped the love chamber and got them all cleaned, and then I did my clothes and everything, and y'all, and instead of walking outside on Tuesday, I just did my nipple walking inside while I was catching up on some of the shows on the TV machine. And y'all, that was the other thing. On the flight back to Charleston from JFK, it was a small regional jet, so they didn't have the entertainment screens. And so, y'all, I had like two or three episodes of the Great British Baking Show that I hadn't seen, and so I and the Wi-Fi wasn't great, so I couldn't look at it on my cellular telephonic device. But anyway, did my nipple walking and got the laundry done and everything. And, y'all, it was just a quiet evening here in the villa on Monday evening. On Tuesday evening. Y'all, I did not go to the senior size class because I didn't get up till 9:30 a.m. in the morning. It started at 10. No way that was going to happen. But, y'all, the lady that runs the senior size class, y'all, she called me on Tuesday afternoon and just wanted to make sure I was okay because that was the fourth class that I had missed because, you know, I had turned my ankle and then I was in lost wages. And so, y'all, I just thought that was very kind for her to call and check on me. And, oh, yes, Big Fatty always got to check on the elderly. And then on hump day, I got up, did my regular routine, walked inside again, got my shirt, and then I was off. Y'all, I signed up for the new car wash plan. And y'all, then I went to the Sam's Club. Y'all, filled up Earl Grey for $2.69 a gallon. Y'all, they said that the gas is going up. Big Fatty, yours always just kind of seeps out. No, not that kind of gas. Oh, never mind. And y'all, I went to the Sam's Club and picked up some provisions for right. Fatties, y'all, got home, had myself a solid with some chicken, and I was able to watch the end of the Great British Baking Show, and y'all, that pretty much catches you all up. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I went to Sam's Club to get items for at Fatty's. Y'all, we're going to have marinated boneless grilled pork chops and a cone and green beans and a deconstructed wedge solid. And y'all, they only have it around Easter time nowadays. Y'all, they have the coconut cakes, and y'all, they are so good at the Sam's Club. So I got a coconut cake, and there was a few other things that I got too, but I don't remember what they were. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, Big Ricky. And Big Ricky, what do you think of Big Fatty?
Your favorite, Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, did somebody goose? Big Ricky, that is such a masculine sound.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.